with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hamas says it has released the last living American Israeli hostage held in Gaza. Israel has not confirmed that action yet. Earlier, correspondent Charles de Ledesma had this report.
Hamas says Idan Alexander will be freed on Monday as a goodwill gesture to the Trump administration. Meanwhile, at least five children and four women were among those killed in the strike on a school in the Jabalia area, the Gaza Health Ministry's emergency service says, adding a number of people were wounded. The attack came as President Donald Trump heads to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says he'll set a 30-day deadline for drug makers to lower the cost of prescription drugs in a sweeping executive order. The president will sign the order calling on the nation's health department to negotiate lower prices for U.S. medications with drug makers. If a deal is not reached, a new rule will kick in, tying the price of what the U.S. pays for medications to lower prices paid by other countries. After weeks of an escalating trade war between the U.S. and China, the two countries have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made the announcement in Switzerland this morning.
We have reached an agreement on a 90-day pause and substantially move down the tariff levels. Both sides on the reciprocal tariffs will move their tariffs down 115%.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. On Wall Street, stocks are leaping after China and the U.S. announced the 90-day truce. The Dow has been up over 1,000 points this morning. All three major indexes are ahead well over 2% now. This is SRN News. Canada continues to move to the left.
While the U.S. appears to be turning away from the LGBT agenda, our neighbors to the north are leaning in. Lawmakers in the province of Manitoba are considering a measure that would define so-called gender expression as a human right. Canadians are generally more left-wing on issues of homosexuality than the U.S., but some critics are saying local lawmakers are outpacing the public on transgenderism. Meanwhile, some gay couples in this country are immigrating north. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Justice has opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques near Dallas. Texas Senator John Cornyn requested the federal probe of the community last month, citing concerns it could discriminate against Christians and Jewish Texans. A lawyer for the project said the developers are being bullied because they're Muslim. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The United States and China have agreed to suspend most tariffs for 90 days. It's seen as a major de-escalation of President Trump's trade war that saw tariffs on Chinese goods reach 145%. After weekend trade talks, the U.S. will lower its tariffs to 30%, and China will reduce its tariffs on American products to 10%. The tariffs news sent stock prices sharply higher. House Republicans have introduced legislation that would significantly slash Medicaid spending. The reductions could total at least $880 billion to help pay for tax cuts. Democrats warn that millions of Americans will lose their health coverage. The price of iPhones may be going up. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is weighing price hikes for its upcoming iPhone lineup this fall. I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com.